From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. 2005 saw a number of watershed moments in Africa. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf became president of Liberia. She is the first woman elected to lead any African nation. Warring factions in South Sudan reached a tentative peace agreement and drafted a new constitution. And the group of eight wealthy nations agreed to cancel the debt of 14 impoverished African countries. But there was also less encouraging news. AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis continue to ravage that continent. And in Western Sudan's Darfur region, evidence of genocide persists in a conflict that has already killed 200,000. For more on what went right and wrong in Africa over the past year, and the Bush administration's 2006 Africa agenda, I recently sat down with one of the architects of that agenda, Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of African Affairs, Jendai Frazier. She helped broker the recent peace deal that ended a 22-year-old civil war between North and South Sudan. The deal will not curb the genocide in Darfur, but she believes current U.S. efforts will bring comfort and aid to the devastated region, if not an immediate ceasefire.
What we're doing now is trying to end the conflict in Darfur by a peace process that's taking place in Abuja. Even as those negotiations are taking place in Abuja, we need to do more to try to help the people of Darfur, many of whom are internally displaced now, some who are refugees across the continent. And so we've worked very closely with the African Union to develop a peacekeeping mission, the AMIS force is what it's called, the Africa Mission in Sudan, which has about 7,000 troops on the ground today. The United States has provided about $170 million to support this peacekeeping effort. We've built 32 base camps. We've airlifted in Nigerians and Rwandans to try to create a security environment to protect the people of Darfur. But we're looking at trying to ramp that presence up because the situation is deteriorating. And we think there's three sources of deterioration. One is banditry. The second is the government continues to support Janjaweed militias, which have attacked the people. And then you also have the rebel groups in Darfur, the SLM and the Justice Equality Movement, known as the JEM, who also carry out sporadic attacks. And so we have to protect the civilians by beefing up that peacekeeping presence. And we're expecting the African Union to hold a summit later in January in Khartoum that will look at this issue with the possibility of making it a UN multinational peacekeeping operation.
Let me turn our attention to Liberia and the new president there, President Johnson Sirleaf, who we should note became the first woman to take the presidency of any country on the continent of Africa. And we had the good fortune of having her on the program not long ago after her victory. Talk to us about what this means, not only in the region and in the country, but to the continent to have a female head now.
Well, we're really quite excited about Liberia because it's the first time that the people of Liberia have had an opportunity to vote in a free and fair election for their new leadership. And the fact that they chose a woman of the stature and experience of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is, we think, a tremendous statement of the will and their perseverance of the people of Liberia. We're quite excited. And the United States played a major role in that because in June or July of 2003, President Bush basically said at that time that the fighting had to end in Liberia, that Charles Taylor should leave the country and allow a peace process to take place, in which was being negotiated in Ghana. The United States was part of that process. You'll remember that U.S. Marines actually came into Liberia working very closely with the Nigerians to basically impose a peace and to provide an environment in which humanitarian assistance can go into the Liberian people. So we're quite excited. We will continue to be fully engaged with the Liberian people on reconciliation, on reconstructing their society, on helping to rebuild their economy and their infrastructure, and educating all of the young children who were previously soldiers in this unfortunate war.
Now, how concerned are you that for every step forward you take on this continent, you take two backward?
I think that's not the case. I think for every two steps we take forward, we're a half step backwards. Because if you look in January of 2001, which is the starting point for my assessment of how the Bush administration has done in Africa, you had five or six wars raging across the continent, including the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Sudan, Angola, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Burundi. And in all of these countries, you have peace processes underway or even towards completion. And so I think that in all of these cases, we've had tremendous progress. And I must state that President Bush's approach has been to work hand in hand with African countries and African leaders to bring about this positive progress on the continent. We worked with Kenya in Sudan. We've worked very closely with South Africa and others in the Congo. We've worked with Tanzania, South Africa, and Uganda in Burundi. And so this has been Africa leadership with the United States support.
Let me ask you this. We saw the G8 agree to cancel the debt to 14 of the poorest African nations. That went a long way in eradicating a part of the issue, the economic issue that these countries were facing. Even President Bush's critics have applauded the kind of dollars, $3.2 billion of official development assistance to sub-Saharan Africa in 2004. What do you say to those who will simply suggest, critics who will suggest, that that's all well and good, but it really is about changing the minds of these Western nations to the idea that this is not a, quote, third world continent, that these are sophisticated enough people who should be seen as equals?
Well, I think that I agree with that 100%, and President Bush has agreed with that. And I think that that marks the difference in his administration. We don't see Africa as a humanitarian interest. We see Africa as part of the U.S. global interest. And so we work with the countries, the leadership, on an equal basis. President Bush is always saying that the leaders in Africa are plenty capable of addressing the problems on the continent, and what they need is U.S. assistance.
Do you think most of Washington feels that way?
I think that there's a lot of work still to be done in the U.S. and in Washington. And I think a show like your own is extremely important for putting the real facts forward, because too often the story that gets the headline is some type of humanitarian disaster in Africa, not the dynamic leadership that's coming forward from the continent itself. You don't see young business people being portrayed too often in the media. And so I think that It's a difficult perception to overcome, but certainly the reality in Africa is one of dynamic growth and development, and the Africa Union itself is taking on many of the challenges of the continent.
Let's talk a little bit about disease that's ravaged the continent: AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, still killing millions. A lot of money has been put into prevention. But as we saw, perhaps starting with the vice presidential debates, there is still a real need for education.
Well, I agree with that. There's a lot of work to be done, but I'm actually quite, I feel that we're on the right track. In 2001, U.S. global spending on HIV/AIDS was $300 million. Within 4 or 5 months of President Bush coming in office, I think it was in June of 2001, he announced the United States was going to put another $200 million on an idea, which was a global fund for HIV, AIDS, TB, and malaria. By the G8 meeting in 2001, we put another $100 million, which was intended to mobilize, to pool international resources to address this challenge. And shortly thereafter, the president announced, as you know, a $15 billion initiative with a focus on Africa. 14 of the first 16 countries were going to be in Africa. And for the first time, we were able to put money behind trying to get antiretroviral drugs, because HIV/AIDS is not a death sentence. And this has turned around the response to the AIDS pandemic. But as you say, we understand that it's most important to prevent it, and we need tremendous effort in education. But what we're learning is that awareness is not enough. People can know the right practices, but they don't always follow that through in terms of their behavior. So we're going to need to do a lot more research to understand how to make the prevention message more effective.
Assistant Secretary Frazier, before we let you go, let me ask you this as relates to what we should look for from the Bush administration, and take you back to a point that I raised earlier. The idea of the monies clearly that this administration has put forward are not poo-pooed by anyone, including critics of this administration. Yet there is a want to see more hands-on on the ground, as we saw with you dealing with the Sudanese peace agreement from the administration to help put a heavy shoulder in movement toward instability in countries that have known it too long. How realistic do you believe that that is going to be the case as we go into 2006 across the continent?
I think that you can expect from the Bush administration a continued dynamic and robust engagement with Africa. You'll see many of our cabinet secretaries continuing to go to Africa to meet with the leaders, to work hand in hand with the people of Africa. We expect a continent in which there are no conflicts at all. There are no more wars by the end of 2008. We're going to put an emphasis on helping entrepreneurship. President Bush has had a very dramatic call at the UN General Assembly to end all ag subsidies. This will really help African agricultural sector, which is the largest sector on the continent. And then we're going to try to push for private sector development by focusing on entrepreneurship, unleashing the entrepreneurship in Africa. And so I think that our objectives are ambitious. We're going to continue to work on the health sector. The president has launched a new initiative on malaria with a focus on at least three countries. We can expand that. Underlying all of that is a continuing focus on democratization so that the African people, the people of Africa, can express themselves, they can vote for their leadership, they can change that leadership when is necessary. So we have to continue to put a focus on pushing the governments to allow for greater representation, greater voice, and political participation.
All right. Well, Assistant Secretary Frazier, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope to talk to you later in the year and find out what else is going on the continent.
Thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate your allowing me to have an opportunity here.